Is a topic that's probably not so relevant to most of you right now, but Amir Hashem one day will be relevant to everybody here, or Amir Hashem should be relevant to everybody here. There is a Gemara Maseches Brachas and Daf Nun Tes where the Gemara tells us that Amrule Yolda Ishto Zachar, if they tell a person, hey, guess what, your wife had a baby boy, Omer Baruch Hatova Meitiv. The Gemara says that you recite a bracha of Hatova Meitiv. And the Gemara is somewhat surprised by that, because normally when you get good personal news, the bracha is Shechianu. Only when you get news about something that's related to more than just you personally, it's related to several people, would you say Hatova Meitiv? And the Gemara says, no, having a baby boy is good news for several people. It's good news for you and for your wife. She also wants a boy. So it's a bracha v'atova meitiv. Interestingly, the Gemara never says that when a baby girl is born, that you say a bracha of any sort. So what I want to discuss today is there a bracha when a baby girl is born? And what might that bracha be if there is? And why would you or wouldn't you recite a bracha when a baby girl is born? Now, it's important to realize that the Gemara's assumption in saying a bracha for a baby boy is that the assumption is that people want a boy, that people prefer a boy. That seems to be the assumption in Chazal in general. In fact, Bir Halacha, Mishabur in the Bir Halacha, raises the issue, what if a baby boy is born but you really wanted a girl? That could happen. Let's say, for example, you have a family where your first four children, Lamashal, are all boys, and then your wife is pregnant a fifth time, and you're thinking, you know, enough already, you know, it would be okay, it wouldn't be so bad if we really prefer at this point to have a girl. If a boy is born at that point, Mishabru leaves it as a tzarachin. He's not sure whether you should still recite Hatova Ametiv. But he never raises the suffix that maybe you should recite Hatova Ametiv if you wanted a girl and you got a girl. So where does there's no mention in Gemara about a bracha when a baby girl is born. No mention in Rishonim about a bracha when a baby girl is born. And yet the Mishabura says you're supposed to say a bracha when a baby girl is born. Where does he get this? So the Gemara in Brachos tells us that in Daf Nun Chesam Beis, Amar Reb Shuv ben Levi, Haroa es chavero la'achar shloshim yom. If you see an old friend, someone you haven't seen in at least 30 days, Omer Baruch Shechianu v'kiyumanu v'giyanu lazman hazeh. You should recite a Birchas Shechianu. If you haven't seen him la'achar shemes v'chodesh, you haven't seen him in 12 months, Omer Baruch Mechaye Hamesim. You should recite a Baruch Mechaye Hamesim when you see the friend. That itself is its own 10-minute halacha shir about when we do or don't recite those brachos and whether we still recite them nowadays. You know, you've been texting him and WhatsApping him every day. It's just you happen to have not seen him in 12 months. Do you still recite these brachos? Fine, that's its own topic. However, based on that halacha, the Mishbura writes in Siman Reish Chaf Gimel, Sivkat and Beis, that Nira Pashut, he says, that the first time you see your daughter, you recite a bracha of Shechianu. He says, why should it be any worse? Why should it be any different than seeing a friend who you haven't seen in 30 days? So according to the Mishabura, the requirement of reciting a Shechianu when a baby girl is born is not a function of the simcha of the birth per se. It's the joy in meeting your new child. It's like it's at least as good as seeing a friend that you haven't seen in 30 days. And the Mishabura quotes this from a Prima Gadim in Eshel Avram Sim Reish Chav Hei Siv Katan Gimel. The Nitziv in Merom Yisada and Brachos Daf Nun Dal Dal Man Aleph also thinks that it's appropriate to recite a Shechianu when a baby girl is born, but he has a little bit of a different reason. He says, because after all, it's no worse, not than, he doesn't relate it to seeing a friend you haven't seen in 30 days, he says, no worse than kana eved o shivcha, than purchasing an eved or a shivcha. You're going to get so much utility out of the eved or the shivcha. They're going to polish your shoes for you, and they're going to serve you meals. Daughters do amazing chores in the house. They do whatever you want. They're fantastic. So it's at least as good as an eved or shivcha. That's what the Nitziv writes in terms of the bracha. He says, you know, maybe not, because maybe, he says, divrei Chazal seem to imply that having a baby girl is not the greatest thing in the whole world. There's one day on the Gemara in Babasa Dav Tezayin that Hashem Berech Zavram Bakol. So one opinion says that means he had a daughter. He was blessed with everything. He had a daughter. One opinion says he had a daughter and her name was Bakol. But then there's a third opinion that says, which is really the second opinion, that says that he didn't have a daughter. And in that way, he was blessed Bakol because he didn't have a daughter. So if you're more of that way of thinking, which is hard for modern sensibilities to really relate to, that not having a daughter is considered to be blessed Bakol, so maybe this is not the same as having an Eved or Shivcha. But really, it's not the same as having an Eved or Shivcha for a much more obvious reason. When you buy an Eved or Shivcha, what you are trying to get is someone to be misharis you, someone to work for you. When you have a baby girl, that's not the ikker. That's not really what you're looking for. And, the idea is the expansion of the family. It's an entirely different point of emphasis. Not only a different point of emphasis, practically, you buy an Eved or a Shivcha, they're working for you today. You have a baby girl, she's like, as far as chores around the house, she's pretty much useless for the first few years. Till she's old enough to do anything. 2-week-old babies aren't really doing much in terms of chores around the house. But anyway, that's the Netziv's idea. Either way, both the Mishmura and the Netziv think that one is supposed to recite the Shechianu when a baby girl is born. Yet, as we pointed out, it doesn't appear in Gemara, it doesn't appear in Rishonim, it doesn't appear in Shulchan Aruch. So what's wrong with, let's say, the Mishnah Berurah Svara? Why not? Why didn't anyone else think of this? So Rav Moshe, somewhat surprisingly, in Aruch Chaim Chelek Hei Siman Mem Gimel, says, as far as this Chiddush of the Mishnah Berurah, the reason that no one else says it, here Rav Moshe writes, "Delo pligi al zeh mishum hapshitus, the mishum hapshitus lo kasfuzah." He says, because it's so obvious. Of course you're going to make shachianu. You know what? You're going to have a baby girl, you're not going to say a bracha. Such an experience in your life, you're not going to say a bracha. Of course you can say a bracha. So since it's obvious that you're going to say a bracha, so it doesn't need to be recorded anywhere earlier than the Mishnah Berurah, which is somewhat of an astonishing statement for Rav Moshe to make. So l'chaura, the reason not to say the bracha is a very simple svara. There's a very big difference between a friend you haven't seen in 30 days and when your daughter is born. You see, when you haven't seen a friend in 30 days, let's put it this way. Let's say you meet someone brand new that you've never met before, and he seems like a nice guy, and you're happy to meet him, and someone that you might become really good friends with. Do you say a bracha when you meet someone brand new? Right, you go to a new yeshiva, so you meet all these new people. So do you say a bracha on each new person? Of course not. It's only someone that you already have a pre-existing relationship with, and you haven't seen them in 30 days, and then you see them, you say a bracha. When your daughter's born, you have no pre-existing relationship, you've never met her before, so it's not the same. Mr. Bruce's comparison is not exactly correct. However, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank in Har Tzvi, or Chaim Sim Reish Tezvav, says that he doesn't buy this chilik. He doesn't think this chilik is correct. He says, because you have to realize, the Shechianu is about simcha. What's the greater simcha? Seeing a friend you haven't seen in 30 days, or having a baby girl? Meaning it's not about meeting someone that you once knew. That's not the mechayev of the bracha. The mechayev of the bracha is the simcha that's generated when you meet someone that you once knew and you haven't seen in a while. So therefore, he says, the mechayev of simcha is at least as great when it comes to a baby girl. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach has a different svara not to recite a Shechianu, and this appears in Tshuvas Mincha Shlomo Chelek Beis Siman Dalet Os Tes. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says, because when you see someone you haven't seen in 30 days, when you see them, you say a bracha. Why? You see them, you recognize them. That is my friend. So I say a bracha. When you see a baby, even if the nurse tells you this is your baby, you have no recognition. In fact, when fathers, take like other family members to the nursery to look in the window and see which one is their child, you know how the father can tell which one is his child? The name on the bassinet, that's it. There's no other way. There's no tvias ayin. All babies look the same. It's not nice to say. You don't tell it to the mother, but it's true. All babies look the same. You could figure out, mine, as far as ethnicity, maybe you could figure out my process of elimination a little bit. But to really identify which one is your baby, very, very difficult. So that, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says, is the reason that we don't recite the bracha, because there is not, it's not seeing the person. You don't have any recognition of the person whatsoever. Dain Fisher in Eben Yisrael, Chelek Tes, page Ayin Aleph, writes, Nirad b'riyas habas tekov kishanolda lo shayich klal l'chayiv b'shechiyanu midin ro'as chavero. He says, when you see your daughter right after she's born, that's not a shechiyanu for seeing chavero, ki b'chlal lo shayich simchas riyya. Just because you saw her now, you're never going to recognize her again in the future based on this small re'iyah you just had right now. However, Rav Zilberstein disagrees. In Sefer Torah Hayoledes, in Perek Lamed Zayin, Rav Zilberstein writes, of course there's a simchas re'iyah. You don't have to recognize the person to have a simchas re'iyah, but you should know. When one's wife is pregnant, when a woman herself is pregnant, the parents go through a certain amount of anxiety. Is everything going to be okay? Is the baby going to be healthy? Is the baby going to be fine? So just seeing a normal baby come out, just seeing a healthy baby come out, that alone creates a simcha. You don't need a tzvias ayin on the person, to be able to recognize them. You just know that it's yours, and there are 10 fingers and 10 toes, and the baby's breathing, and the baby, everything seems to be in place. That's it. That alone is what warrants the bracha. So how do we paskin halacha l'maisa? So there are poskim that say, well, since it doesn't say anywhere in the poskim till the Mishra Brura, and shechianu in its own right in general is only rishus, shevi al tase adif. Better not to say a bracha. That is the opinion of Shlomo Zalman Orbach, recorded in Halicha Shlomo Simon Chav Gimel. That is the opinion of Rav Sternbach in Shuvas Van Hagos Chelik Beis and Kuflan Beis, and that is the opinion of Rav Menashe Klein in Shuvas Mishnah Halachos Madur Tinyana Chelik Gimel Simon Lamed Beis. However, Rav Moshe Feinstein and Rav Chaim Chelik Beis Simon Mem Gimel writes that even though shechianu in general is only rishus, ein lizalzel ulahakel. We should not be makel on this. Because if you're mutter to say this bracha, you should say this bracha, even gedolei olam. He says, v'lo l'chinam beirach Rabbi Yehuda shechianu akara chadita av sovashi rishus. You find in Divrei Chazal that even when a shechianu is a rishus, a bracha of shechianu is an opportunity to express HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to express HaKadosh Baruch Hu that something made an impression on you, an impact on you, that you actually feel emotion over what just happened. That is not something to be taken lightly, nor is it an opportunity you want to pass up, says Rav Moshe. Similarly, Tzitz Eliezer, Chelek Yud Gimel Simen Chaf, says, of course you say a bracha. What about Safek Brachas Lahakel? He says it doesn't apply to the bracha of Shechianu. Because, he says, even B'makom Safek Brachas, Birchas Shechianu comes al Simchas Libo Shel Adam, so Yachol Levarech Afal Pi She'eno Vadei Chayiv Levarech. You could say a bracha even if you are not necessarily obligated, and it's not a violation of Lo Sisa, because you know that you are genuinely happy. And that's all you really need to say this bracha. And that is what it says in the Orchus Rabbeinu, that the stipler made a bracha on when his daughters were born. And that is what Rav Shechter told me he heard from Rav Salvechik as well, that we should be samech on the Mishra Brura. What the Mishra Brura says is very mistaber, and that when a baby girl is born, the appropriate thing to do is to feel a genuine sense of simcha and recite a shechianu as an expression of that genuine sense of simcha. Even though the Gemara says in Shulchan Aruch Pasen, say atov ha-metiv on the birth of a boy, we don't find anywhere that anyone says to say hatov ha-metiv on the birth of a girl. One guy asked me a shayla a couple of years ago, about a little over a year ago. His first two children were boys, and there was a very, 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 they had a very, very challenging time with each of their children. The pregnancies are not, doesn't always work so easily that a person just becomes pregnant whenever they want, and they had a very, very challenging time, a lot to overcome, lots and lots of challenges, and it took a while, and his wife was pregnant, and they had a girl, and they were so excited because they knew there's a very decent chance that this is their last child, and they very much wanted to have a girl, and he really wanted to say Atov HaMeitiv. But I don't think we could allow, because there's just no takdim, no precedent for it, even though I hear it, right? I hear the idea that they both really wanted it, and that the svara of the Gemara works, but without a halachic precedent for it, I don't think we can say that. So instead, I think the appropriate bracha is a shehechianu. Okay. Yeah.